is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottoville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottoville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Booth. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools, the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins.
lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. It's a Thursday night in Shelby County League play from here at Rushi. The high-flying Fort Loramie Redskins, 13-1 on the year, unbeaten 7-0 in the Shelby County League, beat Rushi 9-4 on the campaign, 5-2 in league play. These two clubs played back in early December at Fort Loramie. Redskins won it going away 51-25. Larissa Poling, the kingpin in the middle for Rushi, 6 feet tall, averaging 13 points a game, wasn't really able to go at even close to full strength on that day because of an ankle injury. It's healed up. She's playing much better. She's had outstanding games here recently, although Rushi will miss two players tonight who play a lot. Shea Borchers is out. Caitlin Monin is out. Knee injuries. Monin scored 10 points in that first meeting between Rushi and Fort Loramie. And Shea Borchers oftentimes starts for the Lady Raiders. So Rushi is shorthanded. Fort Loramie is at pretty much full strength, except for the fact that Alyssa Rassman has a bone bruise on the ankle, and she won't play in this varsity tilt here tonight either. Chuck, Fort Loramie clicking on all cylinders against Minster. Won it by 8 in double overtime. The game was a classic, Battle of Ohio. We expected it to be a defensive tussle. Call it being spent, fatigued, exhausted, whatever you want. But both teams, Fort Loramie and Minster girls, laid it out on the line. And Minster, the number one team in the state heading into that game, Fort Loramie number two, swapped positions with the Redskins. Fort Loramie number one this week, Minster number two, as you would expect.
Well, that's what you assumed was going to happen, and it did. That was a terrific game. Fort Loramie is better than they were the first time they played Rushi. I'm anxious to see how much better Rushi has gotten because we haven't seen them in a while. But with Poling being 100%, that's got to help them. I know with Borchers out, you know, that gives them a little less movement off the bench. But if Poling has a good game on the inside, they can play with Fort Loramie.
One thing you have to like about Fort Loramie the last several games is the fact that the high scorers are different ladies almost every single game. Now you've got Ava Shouldis, a freshman, contributing in double digits. She's now at 10 points per outing, and she led the club in scoring. The ninth grader, Shouldis, did against Minster with 15.
Yeah, she was terrific. And I tell you, the first time that they played Rushi, she was a strictly JV player, a really, really good one. And at that time, we talked after the game and said, I don't think Phil's going to have her for much longer. And I think she might have played one more couple of quarters JV, but she's just too darn good to not be playing varsity.
In the last four games, leading scorers for Fort Loramie have been Shouldis, as I noted, 15 against Minster. Dana Rose had 13 in that game. Kennedy Gebhardt, 10. In the previous game, went over Fairlawn. Taylor Ratterman at guard had 12. Shouldis a dozen. In beating Bodkins, Marissa Myring, leading scorer on the year, 12 points a game, popped in 18. Ratterman had 14 in that contest. And in the 8-point win at Anna, Ratterman had 12, Gebhardt 8, Kenzie Holscher had 8. She's due for a breakout game, is Kenzie. Meanwhile, this Rushi team is coming off a loss to Covington earlier in the week, just two nights ago, 49-38 at Covington. And the Lady Buccaneers are a solid club, led by Whiteman on the perimeter. That will be a tough out in the tournament. But Covington did beat Rushi rather easily in that contest. Lady Raiders did not have a score in double figures. Ashley Scott had 9, Larissa Poling 9. But Chuck, in previous Shelby County League encounters, Poling was a standout performer. She's coming off games in the last couple weeks of 26 against Houston, 21 against Jackson Center. Jenna Cordonia right behind her, 15 in those two games. That output from those two is what Rushi's got to have tonight in order to contend with Fort Loramie.
Well, Poling has the size and the strength to score like that against Loramie inside. The key is going to be Can their guards handle the pressure that Laramie's going to put on the outside? If you can't get the ball down the floor and if you can't get into your offense in the half court because the pressure's so much on the perimeter, then it doesn't matter how good your post players are.
And Fort Laramie's got so much more depth. There's no question about it. Rushi being thinner tonight doesn't help the cause.
No.
Down two ladies with knee injuries. Fort Laramie will apply the heat in the backcourt, make it difficult for Rushi to get the ball up into the forecourt. I can recall a year ago, Chuck, right here in this gym, when Fort Laramie was not a prohibitive favorite, but was certainly a favorite, and the Rushi Lady Raiders played their best basketball game of the entire 2017-18 season and handled Fort Laramie with comfort right here in this gym.
Yeah, they did. I mean, you're right. They played incredibly well that night. You know, and if they can get the same effort tonight, they've got a shot. I mean,
yeah.
There's some talent down there. It's not like Laramie is heads and tails better than they are.
And it might very well be that Larissa Pauling has got to virtually duplicate the effort she had recently against Bodkins and Jackson Center. She's a dynamo in the middle. Outstanding senior performer is Larissa, 6 feet tall. And when she is fully healthy, as she is right now, she can be a load on the inside. I'm sure head coach Carla Siegel will have two and three young ladies bracketing her at times.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And when they do that, Ashley Scott has got to go find a spot to get herself in a three-point. If she can make a couple of threes, that will open up the defense in the inside a little bit and allow Pauling to have a little more room to maneuver.
I'm always impressed, Chuck, by the free throw shooting with these girls' teams. At Fort Laramie and Minster, 72% to 73% coming into that game this past Saturday. And Ruth, she's got two young ladies at nearly 80% on the year. I made notes of Pauling and Cordonier have both shot a whole bunch of free throws, and they're in the upper 70 percentiles, each one of them close to 80, just under 80%, Cordonier and Pauling. That is marvelous foul shooting.
Yeah, that's marvelous for girls. That's marvelous for boys.
Yes, sure is. We expect a very competitive game. Fort Laramie won the first outing when Rushi was shorthanded. Larissa Pauling was ailing. Redskins won that 51-25. As I mentioned, Fort Laramie unbeaten in the Shelby County League. The lone loss on the road at Division III West Liberty Salem. Meanwhile, Rushi is 9-4. Raiders had won three in a row over St. Mary's, Houston, and Jackson Center before the Tuesday loss to Covington. Many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, including in Fort Laramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thank you and Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout outs to them, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn of Rushi is the gem of Rushi. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. These are our anchor underwriting sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Brookhams in Fort Laramie, no good eating place like it, Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Plus Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? We've got the tip-off in a moment. Fort Laramie and Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
I say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip that road firmly before this bad weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main in Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you won't get tired of. Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Call Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie and place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Starting lineups being introduced down below for you, and we'll check them out. Fort Loramie Redskins going with the five starters that head coach Carlos Siegel usually puts out there at the start of games. Kennedy Gebhardt and Taylor Ratterman at guard. Gebhardt 7 points a game, 5'5", a junior. Ratterman also a 5'5", junior, 5 points a game. Kenzie Holscher, 7 per outing, 6 feet, a sophomore. Leading scorer, Marissa Myring at a wing, 5'8", a junior. Dana Rose, 5'11", a sophomore, 9 points per game. For the Rushi Raiders, Larissa Poling in the middle, 6 feet tall, a senior. Nearly 13 a game. Jenna Cordonier at a wing, 5'8", senior, a little over 13 per outing. Also in the opening five, Kendall Monin, 5'4", sophomore. Ashley Scott, 5'7", sophomore guard. And also in the opening five, Jessica York, 5'9", junior. That rounds out the starting five for Rushi, which is missing Shea Borchers from the opening five, and will also not have substitute Caitlin Monin, each out with a knee injury, missing this game this evening. Redskins in the road, black, red numbers trimmed in white. Rushi's got the white from top to bottom, blue and gold trim. Opening tip to start the game, won by Cordonier of Rushi. She dribbles down below from right to left, picked up by Gebhardt on the arc. Here's a bounce pass into the right corner. No one is there. He goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins up the floor. Dana Rose walks it over the Raiders logo. Picked up 30 feet away by Cordonier. Down in the right corner to Myring. To Ratterman, left side Holscher. Looks for Myring in the middle. Kenzie's got the ball high overhead. Reverses it cross court to Ratterman, who sends it on top to Dana Rose. Now here's Myring. Poling comes out to greet her. Gebhardt 20 feet away. Near side pass. It is Ratterman handling. Goes to Holscher straight away. Good defense by Rushi here in the Redskins' initial offensive set. Gebhardt on a weave to Rose. Shot fake. Takes it foul line. Doesn't shoot. Left side Holscher. Loops it cross court to Ratterman. Fakes the shot behind the arc. Then lets go a lengthy two ball and hits it. Taylor Ratterman lobs one in. 18-footer. Good start for the Redskins. Although Rushi's defense was pesky. 6:55 to go, opening quarter. Fort Loramie leads it 2-0. Cordon, you're straight away on the bounce for Rushi. Left side pass, 30 feet out to York. York goes to Kendall Monin toward the center stripe. She fumbled it. Taylor Ratterman gets a piece of it. Out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Rushi possession with 6:43 to go. First quarter, 2-0 in favor of the Redskins. Cordon, you're in backcourt. Over the Raiders logo. Left side pass to York, right back to Cordonia. Ripped away by Myring on the steal. On a run out to Gebhardt. She whips her way down the floor, breaks in for the layup. And Rushi's going to need a timeout. Raiders a little soft, handling the basketball out front. Fort Loramie's taking advantage. Leads it 4-0. 90 seconds gone. Opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Yep, already, Chuck, we've seen the effect of the absence of Shea Borchers from the starting lineup.
Well, we have, and that's what we talked about. If you can't get the ball down the floor to get into your offense, doesn't matter if you got Poling or not.
Here's Cordonier down the floor, gives it to Poling, back to Jen at the foul stripe. She breaks between a couple of black shirts, scoops it up short, but she's hacked on the arm. Rushi out of the timeout, earns two free throws.
They need Cordonier to be very active tonight.
Oh, yeah, she needs a super game. Had one early in the year, poured in more than 20 in the opening win against Sydney. Made six or seven straight jump shots in that contest. Here, she drills two free throws. And the lead for Fort Loramie is 4-2. Four court to her right. Below us is Ratterman. Top of the circle, Gebhardt flips it left side to Dana Rose. Ball thrown to Gebhardt back on top. Here's Cordonier coming out to challenge Ratterman. High right, it's Gebhardt. She's given freedom to shoot, and she buries a triple. Long heave down the floor by Rushi. Picked off by Myring of Fort Loramie. Tell you what, Chuck, when the Redskins are making outside jump shots, this team might be nearly impossible to beat.
Well, and they got two outstanding shooters in Ratterman and Gebhardt.
Taylor lets one fly. Deep left corner, triple. Hit the rim, went way up in the air, plummeted down off the iron again. The rebound was jabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. And bringing it up the floor is Rushi, trailing 7-2, 5:29 left to go here in the first quarter. Cordonier at midcourt, loops it right side of the floor for Kendall Monin, broken up by Kenzie Holscher of Fort Loramie, and it goes out of bounds.
When you're being trapped like that at the top of the by the midcourt, that pass looks like it's open to the wing. It's in the air too long.
Exactly. Yep, sure is. Raiders inbounding once more. It's fed to the center line to Ashley Scott, high left to Cordonier. Cordonier picked up now by Caitlin Gasson, who's on the floor, sophomore for Fort Loramie. Cordonier on the weave in the right corner, tries to enter to Poling, low on the block, stolen away by Holscher, who flipped it down the floor, broken up by Rushi, and then touched last by the Raiders before it goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie gambling with a long pass down the court.
Well, four turnovers in 3 minutes is not what Rushi needed to do to start this game.
Mm-mm. Ratterman inbounding. In the lane, it goes on the play to Ava Schultes, is in off the bench. Spin around jump shot, deflected, taken away by Rushi, which comes down the floor hastily and makes a miscue on the end line below the Raiders' hoop. Up over the timeline, Caitlin Gasson for Fort Loramie. Redskins ball handler goes on the left side of the floor to Holscher. Spin move in the lane back to the basket. Hand off to Schultes. Foul line, Myring. Poling checks her. Ratterman 25 feet away on the left. Left corner, Schultes in the lane, Holscher. She goes opposite to Gasson. Straight away, Ratterman. She's available, and she pumps it in. Three ball by Ratterman. Gebhardt and Ratterman each have popped in triples.
They both have, I think I've all 10 points.
10-2 Fort Loramie. Nearly 4 minutes gone, opening quarter. Here's Scott, right corner, starts to drive for Rushi, pulls it out. Hits a teammate, Katie Hewing, who's in now, 5'6 senior. She passes off to Cordonier. She drives, missed it, rolled off the rim. Stick back, Magenta, no good. Poling tried to get it, knocked away by Fort Loramie. Rushi gets it back, shot no good by Hewing. Raiders scramble, get it, jump is called, and the arrow will mean it's going to be a Fort Loramie possession. 3:50 left, opening quarter, 10-2 in favor of the Redskins.
And this is where it's going to get tough for Rushi, because Loramie starts their subs now, and they run 8, 9 girls, sometimes 10, and with them being undermanned tonight,
yep,
it's going to be tough on them later in the game.
Up over the timeline, Fort Loramie. Baseline right, Meiring. Meiring steps back, shoots an 18-footer, a little heavy. Weak side rebound, Dana Rose. The Gebhardt foul line, shot fake into the lane. Left wing to the three-point shooter. Meiring around and out, no good. Rebound Holscher on the inside, up once, twice, yes. I said Holscher, it was Schultes.
Schultes, yep.
The freshman got the stick back. 10-point lead Fort Loramie in the initial 5 minutes. 12-2 advantage. Cordonier, foul line extended left. Straight away Hewing, back to Jenna on the arc. Goes cross court to Kendall Monin. Deep left corner, jump shot by Rushi, short of the mark, pumped up there by Olivia Mormon, a junior 5'4 guard who's in. The ball glanced off the rim, then was tied up. Rushi will keep it with 2:57 to go, opening quarter. Fort Loramie on top, 12-2. Poling had been out for a rest, but now Cordonier gets one. Head coach Andy Timmerman doing his best to keep his limited roster as fresh as possible. Ball inbounded by Rushi to midcourt, knocked away by Fort Loramie, goes into backcourt, tracked down by Olivia Mormon. She gives it up cross-court to Jessica York. Here's a near-side three by Scott of Rushi. It hit the rim twice, came off. Fort Loramie snares the rebound. Gasson in backcourt with Fort Loramie up 12-2. Left side pass goes to a teammate, Dana Rose, who starts to drive, pulls it back out to Gebhardt. Straight on at Schultes. Near side, Caitlin Gasson. To Schultes on the give and go. She can't shoot. Flips it on the arc instead to Macy Imwally, who's in. Imwally, a 5'6 junior, triggered a long jumper that banged off the rim. Rebound came down to Rushi. Here's Scott up and over the timeline. 2 to play in the first quarter. 12-2 Fort Loramie. Right corner Poling tries to drive around Dana Rose. Ball flipped high left on the play to Kendall Monin, who sprints into the lane. Good feed off on the play to Poling. She concludes it with a short jumper, and she's whacked on the arm.
And she was hammered that time and did a good job of finishing the play.
Well done by Poling of Rushi, 12-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. And at the stripe, Larissa Poling. Awesome foul shooter, 77% or so. It is in and out, tough break, a jinxster. Rebound, Rose to Holscher to Gebhardt. Near side, Imwally. Right corner, Gasson. High arching floater, caught the rim. Rebound long, Redskins get it. Gebhardt sets and shoots, air ball. It is saved inbounds by Gasson, but right to a Raider.
She had way too long to look at that shot.
Raiders, forecourt left, dealt on the play to Kendall Monin, starts a drive, stepped out of bounds. Tight defense by the Redskins caused the turnover. Minute 29 left here in the opening quarter, 12-4 Fort Loramie. Redskins inbound, here's Ratterman in backcourt to Rose. She veers up over the timeline. Ball goes to Imwally, opposite to Ratterman. Ratterman on the dribble. Short corner, Schultz is in the lane. Rose, shot fake right back to Ava. She drives, blocked out of bounds by Rushi. Minute to go, first quarter.
Dana needed to shoot that with that time.
Yep.
She had about a six-footer.
12-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Baseline left of the basket. Ratterman inbounding. Tries to find a teammate on top to Dana Rose, who darts into the lane, pulls up. Behind her to Holscher, who jumps and shoots off to the right. Strong rebound, Schultes. She laid it up into the rim and backboard, and it stuck. We've seen that twice in the last week and a half or so.
And I think these officials know how to make the call. Well, on the foul, it won't make a difference. That would be a held ball.
Yeah, Schultes was jolted by the body of a Rushi player. She flipped it up toward the rim. Ball didn't go in. She's awarded two free throws. In fact, the ball got lodged between the rim, flange, and backboard. Ava dips the knees, and she sinks it. 13-4 Fort Loramie. 58 ticks on the clock, first quarter.
What a solid free throw shooter she is.
Got it again. She nailed them both. 10-point lead Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Scott Ferrucci. She strides into the right corner. She's doubled. Gets it out of trouble to Cordonier. Jenna on the bounce. Bounce pass, baseline left. Ball thrown back out on top to Kendall Monnen. Into the post it goes. It is swiped on the play by Fort Loramie. 38 seconds to go. Dana Rose left open. She chucks up a three. Swish from downtown.
That's a third three for the Redskins here in the first quarter.
Boys, the season is progressing. Fort Loramie is hitting outside jump shots with more regularity all the time and more threes with consistency. Scattered floor, loose ball, top of the circle. Rushi took advantage and fed Scott, slipping in along the right baseline, and she got the layup. 10 seconds to go, opening quarter. 17-6 Fort Loramie. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Good defense, Kendall Monnen of Rushi. Balling out of bounds off Taylor. Five to play, first period. Fort Loramie now will pressure. Here's Rushi in backcourt. Ball fed to Kendall Monnen. Monnen dribbles to midcourt, nearly walked. Threw it up the floor to Scott. She bobbled as the first quarter finishes. Fort Loramie 17, Rushi 6 after 1 here at the Raiders Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on Scores Broadcast. Customer pricing and financing, super deals. Check out the good inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyers back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. Second quarter for Fort Loramie opens up like the first quarter finished. A long three ball. Kennedy Gebhardt popped it home. Or was it just a deuce, Chuck?
No, it was a three.
Three? Kennedy Gebhardt is on fire. She had 10 points against Minster on Saturday. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie. Long pass down the floor to Ratterman. She caught up with it. Fed it to Dana Rose. Her foul line, Jay. Bingo. She connects. Two shots, two hoops, second quarter for Fort Loramie. Redskins are scalding the Nets. 22-6 in favor of the visitors with 7:13 to go second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Yep, here we go. We return to action here at Rushi. We played a minute in the second period, and the Fort Loramie Redskins have already drained the Nets for 22 points. Here's a poor pass by Rushi, intercepted by Fort Loramie. Ratterman sprints down, hits the trailer Rose. Left side pass to Holscher, shot fake, then she's choked off in the baseline. Flips it back out to Dana. Dana dribbles. Sends it left side to Ratterman. Scott on her for Rushi.
Well, Rushi's come out zone now. They had to change something up. They were not able to defend a man-to-man.
Meiring, deep right corner. Head of the circle, Dana Rose. High left to Ratterman. Foul line, Holscher. Good ball movement. Right corner, Gebhardt to Rose. Back to Kennedy. Short corner, Marissa Meiring, who doesn't shoot. Ball entered into the lane to Holscher. Had a good look. Didn't let it go, though. Now to Ratterman. Now Dana Rose near midcourt. 6:15 to go, second quarter, 22-6 Fort Loramie. Ratterman 25 feet away, right side Gebhardt. She looks for Dana cutting, pass not there. Holscher high left. Kenzie on the dribble, sends it to Ratterman between the rings. Right corner Kennedy Gebhardt, baseline right Ratterman covered up by Poling. Then back out on top, into the lane Meiring. She powers toward the rim, double team, goes to Dana Rose. Straight away Holscher. Fort Loramie up 16, content to work the clock, 5:40 to go, second quarter. Deep left corner, Taylor Ratterman. 25 feet away on the left, it's Dana Rose, who reverses the ball near side. Picked up on the arc by Olivia Mormon. Here's a jump shot from the right corner by Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. It's in and out, down below the cylinder, somehow snapped out. Holscher's rebound not good, knocked out of bounds by Rushi.
Yeah, I don't know how that didn't stay down.
No, we're looking from our perch in the crow's nest here at Rushi, and that shot by Gebhardt from the corner disappeared below the rim. But on the inbounds pass, the ball is lofted to Holscher at the foul line, and she drains a 15-footer right on target. Here's Cordonier down the floor for the Raiders, enters the paint area. Tries to bounce it to a teammate cutting, but no one's home. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
10 turnovers now for the Raiders, and only one for Loramie.
5:11 left here in the second quarter, 24-6 in favor of Fort Loramie, which Chuck has played about as perfect in 11 minutes as you could perform.
Well, even that last possession, yes, they had to work it against the zone, but they don't care at this point.
Right.
They'll take a minute each possession and get a good shot.
Oh, yeah. Here's Dana Rose outside the arc on the left. Nobody checks her tightly. And a high arching skyscraper goes in from three-point land for Dana Rose. My goodness gracious, Fort Loramie is red hot. Terrific shooting by the Redskins in this game. Here's a drive by Cordonier. Double team, triple team, low on the left. Fort Loramie tries to fight the ball away from her. And the Redskins get a piece of it last, out of bounds. Scott will throw in for Rushi, left to the backboard. 27-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Shooting percentage has got to be about 70 in this game. Baseline left, Cordonier for the Raiders. Picked up by Gasson. Cross-court heave to Kendall Monin. Out of the arc to Katie Hewing. Now here's Cordonier, loose ball, left corner. She and Gasson scramble for it. Touch last for the Raiders. 4:24 left here in quarter number two. 27-6. 21-point lead for Fort Loramie, which beat Rushi first time around, 51-25. Loose ball, deep right corner. Tipping it is Rushi out of bounds. Fort Loramie will throw in a step off the baseline in the corner of the floor with 4:13 to go, second quarter. Dana Rose, the playmaker, number 30 for Fort Loramie, peers in, fires it to Gebhardt 25 feet away. Now it's Gasson. Gasson's got the ball. She dribbles. Coming out to catch Marissa Meiring. Throws it to a teammate who fumbled it, rolled into backcourt, and that is a rare turnover tonight against Fort Loramie.
Yeah, that they threw it out to Corinne Heitkamp. And she turned her head to see where she was going to throw it before she caught the pass.
Heitkamp, a 5'6 sophomore, has checked in now for the Redskins. 3:58 left, second quarter. Scott at midcourt for Rushi. Bounce pass kicked on the play by the Redskins. Rushi possession, far side. These two boys' teams go at it tomorrow night in an important Shelby County League clash. Rushi home to Fort Loramie, which 10 days ago defeated Rushi by a basket at Fort Loramie. Scott to midcourt for the Raiders, guilty of pushing off. 3:48 to go, second quarter. Redskins far side, Imwali will trigger it in play. Macy Imwali, a 5'6 junior. She's out there now with Caitlin Gasson, a 5'2 soft. Ball thrown into the right corner to Imwali, who goes to Gasson. Back to Macy, left open. Jacks up a 21-footer, short. Rebound in the lane. Schultes, left corner, triple. Fort Loramie bouncing off the rim. Knocked out by the Redskins below the basket. And it will be Rushi possession after that Heitkamp miss. With 3:25 left here in the second. 27-6 our score. Cordonier in backcourt for the Raiders, up and over the timeline. Cordonier veers right, goes to Scott, good entry into Poling, and she flexes her muscle and banks it in from 8 feet. Larissa Poling drops in two, 27-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3 minutes to play, second quarter. Baseline right, Schultes, foul line extended right, Meiring got it. 16-footer, bullseye.
She is a dead eye at that spot. That is her spot there on the elbow.
29-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins have been torrid shooting the basketball. Jump shots have been flying in left and right like crazy the entire night. Here's a baseline 15-footer tried by the Rushi Raiders. Short, no good. Rebound fumbled around, picked up on the play by Rushi. Reach-in foul against Fort Loramie. Last shot tried by Katie Hewing of the Raiders. Inbounding right of the basket will be Rushi with 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. 29-8 Fort Loramie. Playmaker Kendall Monin lobs it into near midcourt. Handled there by Jessica York to Cordonier to Poling. Poling forces her way into the paint area. Lays it up on the rim. It curls off. No good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Here's a long diagonal pass up the floor from Heitkamp to Gasson. Back to Corinne, who lets it go, and she hits it. Everybody into the act for the Redskins. A triple by Corinne Heitkamp. 2:08 left here in the second quarter. 32-8 Fort Loramie. High post York, right side Scott. Gets a screen from Poling, gives it to her 14 feet away. And Fort Loramie reaches in and gets a fist on the ball, ties it up. Arrow to Fort Loramie. Minute 58 to go, second period. Now the officials instruct Rushi to take it out of bounds. Looking to throw in is Kendall Monin. Deep right corner. It goes to Cordonier to Poling. On top to Scott. Scott drives left side of the lane, weaves it to York. Cordon, you're 20 feet out. Right side pass, Kendall Monin. Harassing defense applied by Imwally, who reaches in and yanks it free. Here comes Fort Loramie on the attack. Holscher, left side, Imwally. Foul line, Holscher doesn't shoot. Gives it to Heitkamp. Near corner, long one pumped up there, rolling out. Gasson couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Fort Loramie, punched away by Rushi. Minute 20 left in the half. 32-8 in favor of the Redskins. Right wing, Scott. Scott goes to pulling in the post, and Fort Loramie deflects it. Up with a loose ball. It is Holscher down the floor. Stops and pops outside the lane on the left. Hits it for two. Boy, she stopped on a dime and laid it in perfectly off the window, did Kenzie Holscher, to make it 34-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Little give and go by Rushi down inside to York. Short on the shot. Loose ball rebound. Dug off the floor nicely by Kendall Monin of the Raiders. A Redskin hits the deck and commits a foul with 46 seconds to go here in the second quarter of play. Wholesale changes for Fort Loramie. 23, 12, and 30 back in. Ratterman, Gebhardt, and Rose for the last three-fourths of a minute of the second period. Ball inbounded to Cordonier, who goes between the rings.
Nice.
To Olivia Mormon. Nice drive by her. As Chuck noted, shot would not roll in, and the rebound is jammed out of bounds, far side of the floor, off Rushi.
Threw a nice pass down to Poling. She used her left hand. I'll give her that. It's just a little hard.
30 seconds to go, first half. High right, Dana Rose for Fort Loramie. Right corner, Ratterman. Straight away, Gebhardt. Back to Dana Rose near the Raiders logo with 18 seconds to go in the first half. Left side pass to Heitkamp, 15 remaining. Here's Dana, 34-8 Redskins. Right corner, Gebhardt. Straight away, Heitkamp with 7 to play. Heitkamp still dribbles. Redskins late getting into the offense. Here's Rose. Holscher back to the basket. On top to Heitkamp. Look out. Hits it at the buzzer. Wow. Sort of a frantic finish before Loramie, which really didn't run anything. They went past crazy the last three quarters of a minute. And finally, out of desperation, Chuck, Heitkamp was a little bit open. Rushi left her a crack of vision toward the basket, and she caught it with a second left, let it go, and that's the way it's gone for Fort Loramie. Everything in the air just about has gone right down through the ropes.
Yeah, you're right. They tried to run that screen for Gebhardt in the corner, and Rushi took it away from him, and they said, oh, what the heck, Heitkamp will hit another one for us.
Well, Rushi's down 29, really nothing at all to be ashamed of, because on this night, Chuck, Fort Loramie, which has beaten some Division 3s all year, could be knocking off Division 2s left and right the way they're shooting this evening.
Yeah, they're shooting the ball really well. And, I mean, they're just on a roll now. They're playing their best basketball of the season right now. If they can keep this going, I would love to see them in Minster in a rematch.
On March 9th at Vandalia Butler.
And I'll be at my son's wedding. I'm going to have to decide if I like him well enough to be at his wedding.
Intermission here at Rushi, 37-8, Fort Loramie over the Raiders. Halftime, it's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report in a moment when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically, since they opened the door about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
And welcome back here to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 37-8, Fort Loramie over Rushi here after 2 periods of play. Just no other way to describe it. The Redskins have been red hot, on fire, shooting the basketball.
They have. I mean, and they're playing great defense. They turned Rushi over 14 times in the first half. They have a 10-7 rebounding advantage, 6-3 on the offensive boards. Loramie only turned the ball over 3 times in the first half. The Raiders are 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Loramie shot 2, made them both. Individual scoring for Rushi, Poling has 4, 2 from Scott, 2 from Jenna Cordonier. They scored 6 and 2, 8 points in the first half. Loramie, on the other hand, led by Kennedy Gephardt with 8. They got 8 from Dana Rose, 6 from Corrine Heitkamp, 5 from Taylor Ratterman, 4 from Ava Schultes, 4 from Kenzie Holscher, and 2 from Marissa Meiring. 7 young ladies scored. They scored 17 and 20, 37-8 at the half.
Chuck, how do you defend the Fort Loramie Redskins?
I like the zone. I mean, I think you almost have to play the zone. But the problem is, if you get behind and now you're playing the zone, they can be as patient as they want to be. And you know, I think it's good for Loramie to get some time now playing against the zone, because their teams are going to do that to them. They're really hard to defend man-to-man. They've just got so many weapons. But as they're doing tonight, they got 4 young ladies that have made 7 threes in the first half.
Now, last year, Chuck, Fort Loramie has shot 3-pointers at 30% or below, shot 2s at only about 40. This year, shooting 2-pointers at 50. 3-point shooting is in the 35% area. Tonight, the numbers are even far better than those I just alluded to. But when Fort Loramie shoots it this well, given the Redskins are so good at all the other phases of the game, Redskins are nearly impossible to beat. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, they are. They are the number one Division IV team in the state for a reason, and not a senior on the club.
Yep. That's we've talked about that. It's hard to imagine, but that is so true. Not a 12th grader on the roster. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 7-year underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Wilson Health. 37-8, Fort Loramie over Rushi at the break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And thank you to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They include Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Route 25A, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in its Western Ohio district, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. So many thanks to LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, which underwrites our halftime report. We highlight a player from each girls' team here this evening. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center moved there 12 years ago from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. Tonight, for Rushi, sophomore Caitlin Monin out, unfortunately, with the knee injury. She is a perfect 4.0 GPA student. She says math is her toughest subject, but she's keeping up and doing quite well. I'd say so. She's a 4.0 student, daughter of Brad and Amy, a member of LEAD Rushi, also academia, undecided about college or major at this point. She's just a 10th grader. Sisters Jocelyn and Sam have graduated from Rushi. Alyssa Rassman, junior at Fort Loramie, 3.87 GPA, not too shabby itself. She's a junior, also out with a bone bruise, lower leg area. So both Caitlin and Alyssa not available tonight. Alyssa, the daughter of Kevin and Amy Rassman, yearbook, history club, academia, mathletes, Spanish club, would like to pursue physical therapy. Caitlin Monin Rushi, Alyssa Rassman, Fort Loramie, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com, 8 p.m. tip, webcast time 7:40, Fort Loramie at Rushi Boys, an important Shelby County League game. The two clubs, played 10 days ago. And Fort Loramie won an overtime thriller at the Redskins gym, 60-58. Rematch set for tomorrow night. Here is Fort Loramie running a very good offensive set to launch play in the third quarter. Holscher, the recipient of an excellent feed down low on the left. She dropped it in, and the lead swells to 39-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Poor pass by Rushi, picked off by Dana Rose of the Redskins, who jaunts down the floor. Outside the arc on the left to Holscher. Holscher still dribbling. Fakes right, goes left. Tries to hit a cutter, and the communication was not what it was intended to be, and the ball went out of bounds. Rushi Raiders at midcourt. It's Cordonier. 1 minute gone, third period. Jenna Falls rolls it to York. York gives it up, deep left corner, handled there by Monin. It's Kendall Monin, who missed the shot, got it back, and it's tipped up and in by Jenna Cordonier. Nice effort by Jenna. She's got four, a couple of free throws. That's her first field goal. Persistence on the glass by Cordonier. Here is Kennedy Gebhardt. Took the ball left side of the floor, got the nice swing pass, and then skipped into the lane around a Raider or two and was chopped on the arm while shooting. A couple of free throws here for Kennedy. With 6:38 left in the third quarter, 39-10, Fort Loramie. Gebhardt pumps the free throw up and hits it to make it 40-10. Fort Loramie shooting fouls at about a 73% clip. Rushi the same. Two marvelous girls' clubs at shooting free throws. Gebhardt zeroes in again at the stripe. 41-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Verdonier near midcourt for the Raiders. Kicked out of bounds by Gebhardt. Rushi will throw in down below. On Saturday morning, weather permitting, at 11:10, we webcast from the fly into the hoop at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Dayton Carroll plays Minster. Dayton Carroll number one in the state in girls Division II. Minster number two in the state in girls D4. After being number one in the state in the first poll 2 weeks ago. And here is Rushi with an outstanding drive. Cordonier exploded down the left side of the lane and flipped it in off the backboard with the left hand. She was fouled as she pumped it in.
That's the Cordonier we got used to last year. She would come off the bench and just be a real spark.
Indeed. Free throw is good. She converts the three-point chance, 41-13, Fort Loramie. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. So that's Saturday morning, 11:30 tip, weather permitting, from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Minster against Dayton Carroll. D4 against D2. Hulsher for Fort Loramie. Steps below the foul line. A leaner from 12 feet. Hit the back rim. Rebound Rushi. Minster's beaten several D2s already this year. Long three-pointer by Rushi. Deflected by Fort Loramie. Long run out down the floor to Hulsher. She's bottled up inside. Flipped it out back to Ratterman. Like radar, she's got it. Three-pointer Taylor Ratterman. Rushi can't miss, or I should say Fort Loramie can't miss. High post polling. On a weave, Cordonier. Good switch off of the Redskins. Oh, nice pick and roll down inside to Poling. She muscles it up and in for two. Well done, Larissa Poling, the six-footer for the Raiders. 44-15, Fort Loramie. Number one team in the state in girls Division IV is playing like number 1A. Here tonight. Marvelous performance turned in by the Redskins, who are shooting for victory number 14 against the one loss by a point at West Liberty Salem. Cross court pass, Ratterman to Gebhardt, who drives, makes a bounce pass off the knee of a Raider out of bounds.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say if they played again, they'd beat him by at least 20.
Oh, yeah. Rushi shorthanded, as we noted earlier. Shea Borcher's a starter, out, injured knee. Caitlin Monin, very good sophomore, who scored 10 off the bench in the first meeting this year between the two clubs, also out with a knee. Fort Loramie inbounding below the Redskins basket and catching and powering to the basket is Marissa Myring, and she kissed it in off the window for two, and Rushi fouled her. Myring's free throw, just like clockwork, it hits every inch of the rim and goes in. Redskins have rolled in about everything when the shots have not hit the rim and gone right through the net on a swish. And many of them have. 47-15, Fort Loramie. Scott drives, baseline right for Rushi. Foul line, Cordonier, just over four to play third quarter. Baseline left. Rushi jump shot, Kendall Monin, 15-footer, a bit heavy. Weak side rebound, Dana Rose. Long pass, aim for Ratterman, busted up on the play by Monin. Excellent hustle by her, Chuck. She shot it, baseline, far side, and then zoomed down the floor and busted up the play.
Yep, well, that's how they play. They are so coached. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, Andy Timmerman's done a fine job in his short tenure here at Rushi. He knows the game extremely well. Ball inbounded by Gasson below the rim for the Redskins, and spotting up low on the left, coming off a screen is Myring. She caught it and put it right up over the rim and in. Easy does it. Redskins are deadly, out of bounds below the basket. Left side, Cordonier, 3:45 to go, third quarter. High-low action. Ball airmailed down inside on the play for a Raider player in off the bench. That might be Ella Haney, I'm not sure. Very good.
She's the freshman. She was number three.
Yep. That's her 40. in the varsity uniform, very athletic. Ella Haney, 5 foot 9 inch frosh for Rushi, out on the floor getting minutes in the varsity game. Air ball by the Redskins. That's the first time tonight we've seen that happen. Here's Haney dribbling between a couple Redskins. Shovels it toward the rim, knocked away by Fort Loramie. Loose in the right corner, collected by Scott. Head coach Timmerman gets a timeout with three to play here in the third. 49-15, Fort Loramie on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Rushi. 49-15, Fort Loramie leads. 3:06 left here in the third quarter of this game. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. A couple of new underwriting sponsors which have joined us. Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie. State Route 362 in Minster, and Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market for quality and reliability. Regal, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal Trophy and Awards for the crowning touch. Rushi possession. Poling goes opposite to Katie Hewing, on top to Scott. Into the post, Cordonier working hard, back to the basket, squares up and scores. Well done by Cordonier on the interior. 49-17 Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. It is Imwally into the post to Myron, who fell down, whistled for a travel. She staggered to the floor. But less than a half dozen turnovers tonight for Fort Loramie, Chuck.
That is their fifth.
Only five TOs committed by the Redskins here this evening. Miscues have been few and far between for Fort Loramie, with 2.5 to play third period. High right, it's Poling. Picked up on the play by Holscher. Down inside to Cordonier. Grabbed from behind by, I think, Imwally. Maybe Heitkamp. 2:25 left third period.
And Riley Heitkamp is into the game now. She is a 5'4 freshman. And she is a mad driller from three-point line.
Yep, she can knock them down from long range. Here's Scott, top of the circle, and reaching in, slapping down on the wrist is the Fort Loramie defender. Was that Riley who fouled?
That was Riley.
2:23 remaining third quarter. Tomorrow night, tip-off 8 o'clock, webcast time 7:40, Fort Loramie at Rushi Boys, second meeting of the year. Here's Poling going cross-court, left baseline Kendall Monin, who retreats. Tries to split a couple of Fort Loramie defenders who have none of that. They rake it away, and down the floor, dead run, it's Riley Heitkamp blasting her way to the rim. She scores on the dead run. Beautiful-looking play by her. She's just a freshman, too, no matter who comes in off the bench from Fort Loramie. They are sharp, everyone. Looking mighty good tonight for the Redskins, who lead it 51-17 with 1:48 to go in the game.
Well, they've got a real tough situation, but it's a good one to have. They got so many players, and every one of them comes back next year.
Yep.
There's just no room for all this. Phil's going to have the best JV team in the state of Ohio.
Not a senior on the roster, not one. Here's a long cross-court pass, left corner, Kendall Monin, open for Rushi, missed it, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie in backcourt. It's Riley Heitkamp, who flips it up the floor to Holscher. One on three, she pulls up. Is that Riley trailing the play? Missed it, short.
That was Corinne.
That was Corinne. We'll figure out the ponytail the ponytail sooner or later, won't we?
Riley's wearing he has the white number from the JV team.
Oh, there, you're exactly right about that, Chuck. Here's Riley, left corner. Triple by her. Hit the rim. Kick long. Rushi's got the board. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 51, Rushi 17. Kendall Monin 25 feet away, still on the dribble. Picked up by Corinne Heitkamp. Now Poling holds the ball high overhead. Gives it up to Olivia Mormon. Left side Scott. Loops it cross court. There's a fake by Kendall Monin, and she might have faked herself out.
She slid both feet, actually.
Yep, pivot foot was dragged. 49 seconds to go here in the third. Here at our third quarter break, we'll tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. Carl Arnes, the man in charge. He's been there now for better than a year. It's gone fast.
I tried to go see him Saturday, and you couldn't get in the place. It was so packed.
Nope, it was.
I had to eat McDonald's, Carl. Thank you.
Lined up out the door. That's what happens when Fort Loramie beats Minster five times on a Saturday.
Absolutely.
Place was mobbed. But outstanding food, juicy, delicious roasted chicken at Brookins. 2 8-ounce marinated pork chops on Saturdays at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Redskins turned it over, then Rushi came down the floor. Great high-low action. Poling lobbed down inside to York. York got the three-footer. Fort Loramie counters baseline left. Meiering is available, and you can chalk it up. Two more for her. 7 seconds left in the third. Now three. Loose ball in the lane. Rushi picks it up, throws to Poling in the middle. Buzzer sounds, and that's it. Fort Loramie Redskins 53, Rushi Raiders 19 after three quarters here on scoresbroadcast.com. You'll love Brookins. You'll love that fun, family-friendly atmosphere instilled, I should say, by Carl Arnes at Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Better get there early on Saturdays before that pork chop special is all gone. Outstanding food at Brookins if you got a big group. Talk about reserving space upstairs. Banquet room seats up to 60. Second floor is open too. Family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. Your food is always cooked fresh. Try the specialty sandwiches. Outstanding cheesy and meaty pizza at Brookins. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. No place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. On the web, brookenspub.com. That's Brookens, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Brookens in Fort Loramie. Outstanding, high-quality food. And Thursdays through Saturdays, open till 2:30 a.m. Carl has tweaked that late-night menu. So stop by Brookens late tonight if you want. Jack and Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com from Rushi. Fourth quarter underway. Redskins basketball. Dana Rose at midcourt. Dana with a left side pass to Kenzie Holscher, who looks for Dana inside. Now goes to Meiering high right. Marissa comes near side to Taylor Ratterman. 20 seconds into the fourth. Thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Shout outs to them. Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., 8 growing divisions at Wells Brothers, plus in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And one of our anchors is AAG, Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie with a miss. Redskins get the rebound, throw it on the arc to Taylor Ratterman, and guess what? She zeroes in from long range. She popped it home from out on Route 48. Well, when Ratterman and Gebhardt are sinking 18 to 22 footers, long twos, and three-pointers a step behind the arc, the Redskins can be mighty tough to beat because Holscher and Rose and Meiering are so difficult to defend down below the foul line. 6:48 left. Redskins missing put off tonight. You remarked, Chuck, that she was on the sideline in street clothes. Jaden, 5'10 sophomore, had a sparkling game against Minster on Saturday. She did injure a foot slightly earlier in the year, missed the game at West Liberty Salem. I can only conjecture. Maybe it's bothering her again. She could be under the weather, don't know, but she's in street clothes. Bad pass by Fort Loramie. Ensuing possession to Rushi. 6.5 left here in the fourth. Outside the arc on the right, it is Monin going baseline. Hooks it into the lane to Ewing. To Cordonier from three-point territory. Shot crammed on the play by Holscher. It's loose. Rushi gets it back. Poling starts to drive. Defended well by Holscher. And then Poling throws it out of bounds in the opposite corner of the floor.
I'll tell you what, Kenzie has done an outstanding job of guarding Poling tonight.
These Fort Loramie Redskins come at you with length, length, and more length.
They've held her to 6. She's had a basket in each quarter. That's it.
Dana Rose, 30 feet away for Fort Loramie. 6 minutes left in this game, 56-19. Redskins in the lead, big. Ball rotated, top of the circle, baseline left, Holscher. Oh, a good weave below the basket to a teammate, Myring, who lays it in. She is the beneficiary of an outstanding assist from Kenzie Holscher of the Redskins, who have stretched the lead now to 58-19.
Well, that's three young ladies in double figures now with Rose sitting at 8.
Free throw by Myring. She connects. 59-19. Under 6 to play here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie leads it. What are the Redskins at the stripe tonight, Chuck?
They are now 6-for-6.
So the Redskins are improving on what has been 72 and 73% free throw shooting most of the year. It's going to be up at that three-quarter mark. Here's an inside pass by Rushi as the Redskins try to defend the lob to Poling. And it's smacked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Rushi will throw in baseline right with 5:38 to go in the fourth. The lead, 59-19, Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded right below the rim to Poling, and she catches, spreads out, gets space, lays it through, foul, Fort Loramie. Three-point chance for Larissa.
That was just her talent that got that basket.
Good instincts on the inside there by Larissa Poling, the senior for Rushi. Free throw for her. She capitalizes on the chance for a three-point play. She earned it, got it. 59-22 in favor of Fort Loramie. Biggest lead had been 59-19 with about 6 to go in the game. Here is Myring outside the arc on the right on a weave. Straightaway Gebhardt gets a screen from Marissa who rolls. Gebhardt feeds it to her. Then it goes to Radiman in the corner. Shot fake behind the arc. Comes near side to Rose. Baseline left Holscher. She twists and turns and scores. 10-footer McKenzie. Difficult shot attempt. She was kind of facing the baseline. Tried to square up. Really couldn't. Leaned around the Rushi player just enough to flick it in. A line drive shot. Got up and over the iron. Baseline right Cordonier for Rushi. Twisting, turning. Got it for 2. Couple of neat goals in a row here, but the Raiders Poling and Cordonier finishing. 61-24, Fort Loramie. Radiman outside the arc on the left. Straight away, Dana Rose for Fort Loramie. 4:30 to go in the fourth. Right flank, it's Radiman. Back to the basket, Holscher. On the arc to Gebhardt. Look out. Line drive, triple. Good. Kennedy Gebhardt nails another one. Wow.
They're just unstoppable. I don't know how you, I used to pride myself on defense. I don't know how I'd play them.
17, 18-foot two-pointers, 20, 21-foot threes. And here is Rushi powering it down inside to Poling after the long three-point basket by Gebhardt. Larissa gets an elbow in the face, still scores. Nicely done by Larissa. Strong move. Boy, she was formidable on that play. Full timeout is called after the Rushi field goal. With 4:09 to go in the fourth, 64-26 Fort Loramie over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price. and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Final 4 minutes of this game here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Redskins pitch it out of bounds in the right corner. A number of changes for Fort Loramie. Last half of the fourth period of play, 64-26 Redskins. Let's check them all out, Chuck. Who do we have out there at the moment? Gasson back in, the sophomore. Corinne Heitkamp. Riley Heitkamp is in. There's a long three ball hurled up there by Rushi. Yes, from the extreme left corner. Beautiful looking jumper from Mormon. Olivia Mormon. That was a skyscraper. Deep three ball, far side of the court, all net. Good looking rainbow by Mormon, 64-29 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins got the ball far side of the floor. It's Riley Heitkamp. Ball was muffed. She gobbled it back up and then received a shove. Redskins will throw in. Chuck, you can see how this Rushi team would play most everybody else pretty tough except Fort Loramie, which this year is heads and shoulders not only the best team in Shelby County, but right now rated the number one team right. in the state of Ohio.
Looking forward to seeing the rematch with Anna. Anna gave him a game at Anna.
Uh-huh. Another triple, Fort Loramie, left corner, Imwali buried it. She fell down as she let it fly. Redskins can do no wrong tonight shooting the basketball. Macy Imwali, who had a real good game back at the Journey to the Tourney at Lakota West when we covered the Redskins' win over Proctorville-Fairland, 51-38. That was the season opener. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie. Down the floor, Corinne Heitkamp into the lane, no good. Rebound, stick back, good. Imwali was Johnny on the spot and poured in two more.
Well, she had a concussion, and it was a bad one. She was out for a while, had to miss some school, but she's now back able to play. She's getting her basketball legs back. She's going to help him down the stretch, too.
Uh-huh. Yep, she's just one additional dimension. Head coach Carla Siegel's got off the bench. Poor pass by Rushi into the first row across the way. 2:14 to go here in the fourth quarter, 69-29. In favor of Fort Loramie. This matches the biggest lead of the game. Midcourt with the ball, Gasson. High right, Holscher. Straight away, Imwali. Redskins work it quickly out high. Here's Riley Heitkamp sprinting into the lane. Lost the ball momentarily, got it back. Fed it to Corinne Heitkamp, who circles now between the head of the key and the center stripe. Now Riley Heitkamp, baseline right, Gasson got an open look. Rimmed a 10-footer, it danced around the iron and spun out. And then Fort Loramie tipped it away out of bounds. That's about the only shot tonight that's hit that much of the rim for Fort Loramie and not gone in. 90 seconds left in the game. 69-29, Redskins. Rushi with a pass deflected down inside by Fort Loramie, and it goes out of bounds. Again, thank you so much, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's Landing. Good inbounds post play by Rushi. It was Ella Haney, the 5'9 freshman, who caught the ball on the inside. She looks sharp in the JV tilt. She's up getting varsity minutes now for Rushi, and she is extremely athletic. She's got three additional years after this one. She'll be a solid player for Rushi as she popped in the last field goal. The Fort Loramie player is tripped down at the Redskins' offensive end, and Fort Loramie will pass it inbounds below the rim with a minute 16 to go here in the fourth quarter. 69-31. Ball entered Imwally at the foul line. Look at her. Swish on the 16-footer. Imwally comes in off the bench, and she's been razor sharp. Sparkling effort by her as a sub here tonight. Steal. Fort Loramie, midcourt. Run out the other way. All the way to the rim. That's Caitlin Gasson, right, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
Took it to the rack for another deuce. 73-31 Redskins. With the ball, Ella Haney, high right for Rushi. Bounce pass to a teammate who's cornered at side court, right in front of the Rushi bench. Cross court pass, collision, foul, Gasson, Fort Loramie. 41 seconds to go. 73-31 in favor of Fort Loramie. We'll check the two clubs' upcoming schedules for you in a moment. Rushi is at Anna on Martin Luther King Monday. We intend to cover that for you here on scoresbroadcast.com, weather permitting. 7:30 tip, 7:10 webcast time on Monday. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie. Quick pass down the floor. Gasson, it's a driving shooter. It's Schultes all the way to the rack, and she's got another two-pointer.
Well, they've got 10 girls that have scored. That's everybody who's dressed.
Amazing. There's a turnover. Rushi at midcourt with 19.9 to go in the fourth.
I'm not sure that there's a chance that Putoff and Rasmussen might score sitting on the bench over there before it's over.
Now, Rushi's at Anna on Monday. Fort Loramie's next game is home with Houston. That game is coming up this Saturday. It will no doubt be postponed because of weather. Long three-pointer by Fort Loramie from the right flank. It's Riley Heitkamp. Swish! And would you believe it? Heitkamp in off the bench. The junior varsity player nails a long one with a second to go. And that shot symbolizes the entire night for Fort Loramie, which reels off 78 points. Torrid shooting from the floor for the Lady Redskins here this evening, who bury Rushi 78-31. Fort Loramie clearly, without question, the best team in the Shelby County League this year. We've known that for a while. And tonight put a big exclamation point on it. And Fort Loramie quite deserving of that number one ranking in the state of Ohio, according to this week's AP poll, coming off the win in overtime over Minster on Saturday. And then tonight, walloping Rushi. And the Redskins fashioned their outstanding depth in this win this evening. Chuck will return to talk about it in a moment. 78-31, Fort Loramie over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Gratitude tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, from which you just heard. Goffney in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Bodkin's, food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call 937-498-4000. 7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Thanks in Rushi to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout outs to them. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc., it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. That's Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and in Fort Loramie, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Excuse me. Clancy's in Sydney underwrites our star of the game. A lot of stars for Fort Loramie tonight, Chuck. Virtually the entire roster, every single young lady who played was on the floor and put in meaningful minutes. Each one of them very productive in this win over Rushi tonight.
Yeah, they scored. On the Rushi side, you got 11 points from Cordonia and 11 points from Bowling. On the other side, Loramie was led. Gephardt had 13. They got 12 from Myring, 11 from Ratterman, 8 from Holscher, 8 from Rose, 6 from Schultes, 7 from Imwali, 6 from Heitkamp, Karina Heitkamp, 6 from Ava Schultes, 5 from Riley Heitkamp, and just going right down the line. The Clancy's players of the game for Rushi, Jenna Cordonier, I thought she had a really terrific second half. And for Loramie, not the leading scorers, but Holscher did a real nice job guarding Poling tonight. And then Macy Imwali off the bench, glad to have her back from the concussion. She also is the Clancy's player of the game.
Yeah, that list of scorers sounded like the Indiana Pacers scorebook Tuesday night game I saw when they clobbered Phoenix. Everybody on the roster got 6-8 points or better. Second team played better than the first at Fort Loramie. A superior performance here tonight. Redskins are clicking in all cylinders. Best outing of the entire campaign. Rushi's no slouch. Rushi Raiders, solid club, had lost just 4 coming in. And Fort Loramie, top shelf girls basketball by the Redskins Saturday and once again here tonight.
Well, if you look at this, they had 10 girls dressed, 10 girls scored. The only one that only had 2 was Gasson. Everybody else had at least 5. That's amazing to me.
That's a depth with a capital D for sure. Uppercase big time capital D. 78-31, Redskins win. The young ladies, Chuck, just highlighted our stars of the game, Imwali and Holscher for Fort Loramie, and Jenna Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders. That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Fort Loramie Redskins are now 14-1. Next scheduled game is Saturday afternoon versus Houston. Rushi Raiders now 9-5. Raiders' next contest is on Martin Luther King Monday night. Rushi's opponent will be Anna. That's on the road at Anna High School. Anna Rockets try to win and hang around within a game of Fort Loramie in the Shelby County League standings. Of course, those two clubs will go at it again in the second round of play. If I can find my schedule of games, I'll tell you when Anna and Fort Loramie collide once more It's on Saturday, February the 2nd. Saturday, February 2nd. Fort Loramie home with Houston on Saturday and at Jackson Center 1 week from tonight. And as we mentioned, the Rushi Raiders play Anna. The girls take on the Rockets on Monday night. It'll be extremely cold. We expect we'll have a basketball game on Monday. Anna Rushi boys play on Tuesday. So we've got each of those games for you. Anna Rushi, girls and boys, back-to-back Monday, Tuesday. Minster girls at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena against Dayton Carroll. Flying to the hoop Saturday morning, tip-off 11:30. Weather permitting, we've got coverage. Webcast time 11:10. Chuck, I think that forecast looks a little too ominous for Saturday. I can't imagine many teams are going to travel by bus very far on Saturday to play any basketball in this part of the state.
Well, the ice scares me more than the snow.
Yep.
But, yeah, you can't put a bunch of kids in a bus and go try to play a high school game, especially nope. when you can make it up. They won't make up the flying to the hoop, obviously, but, you know, so they play 21 games instead of 22.
And you never know. It's possible there might be a time slot later in the flying to the hoop during the Martin Luther King weekend, perhaps on Monday. And maybe the schedule has shifted.
Right.
Some teams on Sunday or Monday are moved to game times on Saturday. Possibly the schedule frees up for Minster and Dayton Carroll on Monday. But
we'd like to see that.
Yeah, I would too. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We've got the up-to-date schedule there for you. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, Stats Color on site engineering. Don't forget, we've got the prom dress exchange at Fort Loramie coming up at Fort Loramie Elementary on Sunday afternoon. We'll talk in extreme depth about it for you tomorrow night. That's Fort Loramie Elementary, the prom dress exchange. Dresses, shoes, accessories of all kinds. If you've got them to sell or you want to make a purchase, the event is Saturday afternoon, or I should say Sunday afternoon. Thank goodness it's Sunday. That's Sunday, January 20th at Fort Loramie Elementary, the prom dress exchange, Fort Loramie Elementary School. Sunday afternoon this coming weekend. Chuck, our final score once again here tonight was what?
78-31.
Okay. That's our final tally from here at the Rushi Gym. Redskins win it for Ron, for Chuck. Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow night at 7:40, Jack Kramer saying good evening. Good evening, I should say, from here at Rushi, where the Redskins win it 78-31 over the Rushi Raiders.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.